P28A_World Review. By Ginger Borkircher. Sixth Trumpet. Baltic States Preparing for Worst. The Baltic States are preparing for the worst as Moscow continues to throw its weight around in the region. Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania are now training their soldiers in extreme survival skills to prepare for World War III and a possible Russian invasion. Russian President Vladimir Putin has vowed to protect Russians wherever they live and could use this as a pretext to annex the states. Fears of nuclear war. Japanese citizens are being advised on how to survive a nuclear attack after fears from both North Korea's Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin in Russia. Pamphlets have been issued advising people what to do in the event of an attack. Besides taking shelter in shopping malls, it urges people to take shelter, particularly behind thick walls, to avoid radiation or blast injuries. North Korea has warned that it may carry out further nuclear tests and says it is prepared to launch a preemptive strike on the United States if U.S. nuclear forces mobilize against it. According to a recent poll, nearly half of Russians fear that Moscow's bombing campaign in Syria could spark World War III. NATO places 300,000 troops on high alert. NATO is preparing a military force of up to 300,000 personnel, capable of being deployed within just 2 months to attack Russia. Secretary General of NATO, Jens Stoltenberg, announced that NATO member nations are putting hundreds of thousands of troops in a state of high alert, in an effort to deter the fantasy threat from Russia. No compromise with Russia over Ukraine. America's European allies are insisting that the West must not compromise on its principles or weaken its support for Ukraine. President-elect Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin are said to have agreed on a collaborative dialogue based on principles of equality, mutual respect, and non-interference. Holy Roman Empire. Italy's referendum. Italy voters rejected constitutional changes that were proposed by Prime Minister Matteo Renzi. The Italian outcome was taken as another rebuke to forging a closer union of the European Union's 28 countries. According to the managing director for Europe at the Eurasia Group, it is a crisis that strikes at the core of the European Union because Italy is a founding member state. France first to label items from settlements. France has said goods from the Israeli-occupied Palestinian territories must be labeled as such, prompting Israel to accuse the country of aiding a boycott of the Jewish state. Paris published guidelines on enforcing European Union, EU, regulations on produce from the West Bank, including annexed East Jerusalem, which the international community considers occupied Palestinian land, and the Golan Heights, which Israel seized from Syria in 1967. Turkey could join Shanghai bloc. Turkey President Tayyip Erdogan said that Turkey did not need to join the European Union and could instead become part of a security bloc dominated by China, Russia, and Central Asian nations. Turkey must feel at ease. It mustn't say "for me it's the European Union at all costs." "That's my view," Erdogan said. EU membership conditions humiliating. Serbia's president has accused the European Union of setting humiliating conditions for the Balkan country's membership. Once an applicant country meets the conditions for membership, it must implement EU rules and regulations in all areas. Serbia, a traditional ally of Russia, wants to join the EU, but has been under intense pressure from the Kremlin to reconsider. Mark of the Beast. DHS Real ID decisions. Department of Homeland Security announced that it will refuse Americans access to federal facilities beginning on January 30, 2017, if their driver's licenses or IDs don't comply with the Real ID Act. Though more than 10 years old, the Real ID law has not been fully implemented because of the firm refusal of many states. In November, DHS rejected Montana's request for an extension. Britain's invasive surveillance law. UK Prime Minister Theresa May's government passed what some are calling the most extreme surveillance law ever passed in a democracy. Internet and mobile phone providers will now be obliged to record every internet customer's web usage and history in real time, for up to a year. This information can be viewed and assessed by any number of government departments, for any reason. Mass ID database. France's Interior Ministry wants the Secure Electronic Documents, TES, to collect all the information on an individual held on two separate databases that have details of people's passports and national ID cards. The database could end up holding the biometric details of 60 million people. The aim is to fight identity fraud and improve efficiency. But there are fears the database could be abused not only by hackers but by state intelligence. Some news stories seem insignificant until you look at the prophecies in the Bible. Irvin Baxter. Cashless is here with Amazon Go. Amazon has announced its new Amazon Go store in Amazon's hometown of Seattle. Amazon Go is an 1,800 SKU. FT grocery store with no lines, no checkouts, and no staff. Relying on sensors and AI, artificial intelligence, similar to those used in self-driving vehicles, the store tracks the customer walking in, everything that is picked up from the shelves, and customers walking out. Customers are instantly charged via their Amazon accounts linked to the app on their device. Amazon refers to it as just walkout technology. The New York Post reacted in knee-jerk style, labeling Amazon's new store as the next major job killer. Amazon Go is scheduled to open to the public in early 2017. Middle East. West Bank. Possible wave of terror. The head of the IDF's Military Intelligence Directorate is warning Israel to prepare for a possible wave of terror attacks amid growing instability in the West Bank caused by a power struggle in the Palestinian Authority over who will succeed President Mahmoud Abbas. Majgen Herzl Halevi said that 2017 would be a year of instability in the Palestinian Authority. If Trump moves embassy. Palestinian Authority's ambassador to the United Nations has threatened to make life miserable for the United States at the United Nations if President-elect Donald Trump follows through on his promise to move the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem. It is a violation of Resolution 181 of the Union General Assembly. It means they are showing belligerency towards us. Nobody should blame us for unleashing the weapons that we have in the UN to defend ourselves. Palestinians claim ownership of Dead Sea Scrolls. The Palestinian Authority is claiming ownership of the Dead Sea Scrolls and demand that UNESCO order Israel to surrender the artifacts. Palestinians say the Qumran Caves, in the Judean Desert, are beyond the Green Line and that Israel has taken possession of the ancient texts illegally. Removing ISIS won't bring peace. Stanley McChrystal, former head of U.S. Commando Strike Operations, said that removing ISIS alone won't bring peace. It is certainly not the cause of the region's problems, McChrystal said. It is more likely to take 30 years, billions of dollars and a lot of frustrating work. McChrystal believes the United States should remain involved in Iraq for years to come and has mixed feelings about providing humanitarian aid to Syria. World religion. Pope calls climate skeptics to ecological conversion. Pope Francis has decreed what he sees as the weak reaction of governments to the climate crisis, while deploring the ease with which well-founded scientific opinion about the state of our planet is disregarded. What is needed, the pontiff suggests, is an ecological conversion capable of supporting and promoting sustainable development. Francis paints a picture of a world on the verge of ecological collapse and a consequent increase of poverty and social exclusion. Inspired by Pope Francis, U.S. Catholic leaders nationwide are urging priests and congregations to think about global warming as a sanctity of life issue. Parishes are pursuing energy and water efficiency overhauls of their churches, schools, and other buildings. Fastest growing churches. A Canadian study of mainline Protestant churches found that ministries that promote conservative teachings and a literal interpretation of the Bible are growing their membership more successfully than liberal churches. The study analyzed 2,225 churchgoers in Ontario, Canada, and held interviews with 29 clergy and 195 congregants. The research also showed that 67% of millennials prefer a classic service to a trendy one, and 77% want the service in a sanctuary rather than an auditorium. Catholic, Lutheran churches begin unification. At the end of October, Pope Francis and the President of the Lutheran World Federation signed a joint statement in hopes of unifying the two churches once more. The agreement marked the 500th anniversary of the start of the Protestant Reformation. The joint statement was created to bring the two religions closer together and help create a unified Eucharist. World Government. Rejection of resolution on Temple Mount. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon distanced himself from a recent UNESCO resolution which failed to acknowledge the ties between the Jewish people and the Temple Mount. Israel suspended its cooperation with the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, claiming the draft resolution it adopted denies the deep, historic Jewish connection to the holy sites in Jerusalem. Trump torpedoing globalism. Donald Trump winning the presidency based on his promise to torpedo globalism came exactly 27 years after the fall of the Berlin Wall. The election of Donald Trump now represents an existential threat to world socialism across the planet. Trump seems determined to destroy socialist globalization with the same capitalist tax cuts and regulatory relief that President Reagan used to destroy communism. Russia quits Hague Court. Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a directive to withdraw from the International Criminal Court, ICC, in The Hague, Netherlands. The ICC is meant to be the world's first permanent court and works to prosecute leaders and countries for war crimes, genocide, and crimes against humanity. In 2000, Russia signed the Rome Treaty establishing the ICC, but never ratified it. The ICC was established in 1998. And currently has over 100 member states. Kids suing over climate change. Children and young adults suing the federal government allege that climate change violates their constitutional rights to life, liberty, and property by causing direct harm and destroying so-called public trust assets such as coastlines. A federal district court judge in Oregon has written an opinion preliminarily finding that a stable climate is a fundamental constitutional right. U.S. District Court Judge Ann Aiken ruled in favor of 21 children and young adults in their suit. President-elect Donald Trump could be included in the court case as a defendant once he assumes office.